Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno in for Mike. We are live at Flowery Branch inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, it is good to have you listening. We are going to get a chance to talk to Coach Raheem Morris within an hour or so. They are on the practice field as we speak. Would you call this a must-win game for the Falcons, Mark Zeno?
They're all must-win when you're 3-5.
Correctamundo. And the problem is you've had some opportunities over the last 2 weeks to take advantage of a couple of teams that you probably should have. Instead, we find ourselves in a predicament where we're trying to starve off or you know, hold off a four-game losing streak. Guys, when you lose four in a row in the National Football League, people view you as a team that can't find its way out of a paperback. You can't find your way out of your issues or your problems. That is why everybody gave up on the Cardinals, and they had no shot on Monday night against the Cowboys. Now, they snapped a five-game losing streak, but this is what we're up against. And the Falcons, by the way, are going up against a team that's averaging 383 yards per game. That's second in the NFL. 257 yards passing per game. That's tied for second in the NFL.
Is that good?
And they're averaging about 125 yards per game rushing the ball, Zeno, which is eighth in the NFL.
With the guy who has who's leading the NFL in rushing yards.
This team offensively
is
it is. Okay. This team offensively is better than the Patriots were. They're better than the Patriots were.
Hey, guess what? You held the Patriots in check. 3 points in the second half.
And okay, so can you do that for a full game on Sunday?
Yeah, you can.
You sound really
Daniel
confident.
Daniel Jones, for crying out loud.
Oh, don't go there.
I watched Daniel Jones for
here you go.
4 years in a Giants uniform.
Yeah, this is not that Daniel Jones. And you
it's the same dude.
No, it's not.
It's the same dude.
No, it's not.
The same dude showed up last week at Pittsburgh throwing three picks.
You think he throws three against us? Because if he does, I'm going to tell you right now, Falcon fans, we win the game. If he throws three against us, we win the game.
He had two last week and they didn't win the game. So.
But I'd love to tell you the same thing. I got to respect what the kid is doing. What this guy is doing, he's not a kid anymore. What this guy is doing in Daniel Jones, and I got to respect their run game. Look, Jonathan might be the best running back in the league.
He is.
Well, look, touchdown-wise, the problem is we got a guy in the building that they don't go to quite a bit.
Well, I mean, we understand the frustration there. You know, I said this after 3 or 4 weeks. I put it out there on X, Twitter, whatever we're calling it. It's not aggressive to say Bijan Robinson is the best running back in the league. Bijan is probably the best, most talented running back in the NFL.
He is.
I don't think that's a stretch to say, and I'm not a homer for this stuff. You know that. I just genuinely think that's what the guy is.
Why are you rolling up your sleeves as you said that? Look, if you got to pump in before you got here, bro, I am not interested. If you want to show those guns off to Raheem when he walks in here, great. You don't have to do that while you're talking to me and looking at
my
me.
Shirt.
Okay, no, you did not. We know you wear these smalls to make your muscles look way bigger than they are.
And then all
of a sudden you pulled your shirt up as you said that. I'm not in here.
I didn't pull it
to
all
kiss
the way up.
Butt. Come on, Zeno.
Oh, my God. Hostile workplace.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
I don't even know anymore. I just know. Said that, you know, Bijan not getting the ball enough will always feel like it's a problem when it doesn't happen. When you don't win games, we're always going to say Bijan needs the ball more. Bijan needs the ball more. For as great as Drake was in that game, and a big part of the reason why he got back in it, the absence of Bijan earlier in the game and throughout the game feels, you know, this is why people scream at the coaching, right? Because every other coach does this. I mean, we did the same thing when Julio was here. Just get the ball to 11. There was never a problem getting the ball to 11, ever, except in the Super Bowl, 4 targets.
And sometimes in the red zone, but that's neither here nor
there. But anyway, so it's frustrating to fans and frustrating to people to see the best running back in football not be the central point and the focal point of your offense.
But the Colts are doing that. And that's why this Jonathan Taylor thing about where he's at in the pecking order, how good he is, how many touchdowns he scored.
They just give him the rock nonstop.
They give him the ball. And for Daniel Jones, it's made his life a lot easier. Now, last week, the turnovers didn't help, but they were also playing from behind. They have been a team in their 7 wins that have had leads and have really dominated teams. I mean, again, you're talking about scoring 35, 32, 40 points. It's a team offensively that's been really good. Now, defensively, guys, we're talking about the Colts as we are live in Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell. Mark is in for Mike today, and Coach will join us here at about 3 o'clock. But defensively, they're middle of the pack. Guys, there's no reason we shouldn't score points on these guys. They're allowing almost 330 yards a game. They're giving up 250, basically, per game passing the ball. Michael Penix could have another big day throwing the football. But, you know, the thing is –
You can't be in 3rd and 9 and 3rd and 10 all day long. You can't go 0 for your first 9 on 3rd down.
There it is.
That you can't do.
There it is. First down is so important, and I don't think we stress this enough. When you don't make significant yards on first down and you put yourself in a situation where it's 2nd and long, they know it's 2nd and long, you limit your play calls, now it's 3rd and long, and you're doing that, you're just hurting yourself. The most important down, guys, first down, I got to get 5. I got to get 5.
Well, that's tough. Give me 3 to 4.
Give me 5.
That's aggressive. I mean,
you know, I am aggressive.
I understand that. You know, across the NFL, like, even the best teams are only averaging 4.5 yards a rush, right? Like, so if you get to 2nd and 7, and then theoretically you run again and you get 4 yards, and then you get to 3rd and 3, now the whole playbook is open. Now everything is there. The problem is, and this is predictable. This is across the league predictable. I don't know if you guys ever watch this, but there is a pattern that's been statistically backed up. When teams throw an incomplete pass on first down, they run 88% of the time on 2nd down. Why? Because I can't be incomplete again and be in 3rd and 10. So I've got to get something on 2nd down that nets me to get me to 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 6.
So you just said it. It's a trend. And guess what happens with these defenses?
They pick up on it,
they
of course.
They shut it down, and all of a sudden you're still with 3rd and 9.
And then all of a sudden, and now defenses will say, here's what they'll do, right? They'll say, force that rookie quarterback to beat me. Force him to beat me. And that's what a lot of that happened. And credit to the Patriots defense because, again, they took the run away. I mean, they're the best run defense in the league, right? Or second best, one of the two of them.
They were in the against the run, yes.
So, I mean, they did their job. The Falcons have to find a way, as you said, Carl, to get yardage and early downs and avoid those long spots because they have all the weapons in this short passing game that they need to have. The other guy that probably needs to get involved is probably Darnell.
Who?
At some point.
Who?
Darnell Hooney?
Yeah, I love Darnell. So much so, my phrase is caught on, you know, what's up, Darnell? But, dude, he's not helped us this year. And I know he's been injured.
Yeah.
I know he's been injured. But for all the expectations of what Darnell would do for this offense, he's just not been able to do it. And last week, I think he caught a ball.
Yeah.
I think he caught one ball last week.
I think what, he had 3 or 4 targets. That was it. I mean, he's not maybe he's still – I don't know if he's still injured or whatever. But there has to be a concerted effort to try and get the ball downfield a little more. The Falcons – and Michael Penix, believe it or not, is middle of the road in the league in average depth of target. He's not in the bottom of the league.
Right.
But because they excel in the intermediate routes. But they don't really ever take enough shots over the top to create space underneath. Look, there's too many weapons on this offense for them not to be more effective than where they are. And it's really feast or famine because the games where they're effective, they're super effective. The games where they're ineffective, they're very ineffective. The games when they coach well, they coach really well. When they get out-coached, they get it wildly out-coached. So, you know, you have these peaks and valleys that are tough for everybody to deal with. But like we said yesterday, Cole, it's not a roster problem. It's not a problem where we don't have the right pieces in the right places to win games. Does that go back to coaching? Somewhat, yes. There are certain games you lost because of coaching, certain games you didn't lose. They've got to put their best hat on this week and really come up with a game plan against a very, very good Colts team.
All right, let's talk about injuries while we're here. We'll get more on this from Coach as he comes in to visit with us. The Andrew Stuber signing to the active roster, and Mark and I said yesterday, you sign a guy to the active roster, that means he's playing, okay? But what's the latest on Bergeron? Week to week, Lindstrom's day to day, but Moore said it doesn't look good for Bergeron this week. So what's that look like for our offensive line? Hinton starting and also Stuber? Is that what we're talking about potentially for this offensive line going up against this Colts defense? That's what it sounds like to me. And as far as, you know, the Romo release, we talked about Zane yesterday. Zeno doesn't like to talk about kickers. I don't think he likes him, whatever he said. Romo... Bottom line, Ross said today before practice, we just can't miss those kicks. We've got to find a way to be more consistent. And so we'll see what Zane can do with the job this week. And look, you just can't be afraid to call on your kicker, even if it's early in the game, especially late. You got to be able to trust him. And I don't know what his leg looks like. I mean, I know, you know, I think Dede mentioned this to us yesterday. When the Commanders played us last year and beat us, he was the guy that beat us. He was their kicker last year. So we've seen
this
kicker. We just seen him on the opposite side of the field. But in talking about the kicking situation, so Zane's got the job, but the injury update is kind of interesting. Real quick, what was the other injury I wanted to mention here?
You mentioned both the guards.
Storm Norton. Hmm. So Ross said today that he did not want to elaborate, which means I think this is more serious than they're leading on. Storm Norton had been practicing. He had been active. And then apparently he had some kind of setback in his recovery. And Ra was not prepared to answer why or what was going on there. Will he be when he comes in here? We'll press him and ask him what the deal is. But that's why they felt the need to acquire Andrew Stuber yesterday, which is what they did. And so it doesn't look like Storm Norton's coming back anytime soon. Billy Bowman expected to be back. Zach Harrison as well. So as far as the injury front, what I'm telling you is the O-line right now, from what we know, is probably going to look a little different on Sunday morning.
And that's a concern with a young quarterback. I mean, they have got to find a way to protect him. Now, is that – can you scheme your way around that and getting rid of the ball quick? Yeah. Can we you know, try to take advantage of maybe an over-aggressive pass rush by some screens and draws to Bijan? Like, Zach's obviously smarter at this than I am.
Is he?
Well, you said it. I didn't. But I would tell you that.
Look, I've played Madden enough to know, okay?
Yeah. That you and my twin boys.
Well, I'm just telling you that it's amazing how plays work on Madden, and we can't execute them. But go ahead.
Son, it's 4th and 33. That's okay, Dad. I got this one. Yeah, anyway. But there are ways to scheme around that. But I tell you, if he doesn't have time to throw the ball, it's going to get early, late.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's going to get late early, sorry, to quote Yogi Berra.
Yeah, it is. I mean, execution's key. We've got a lot to chop up here at Flowery Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Coming up, we've got to talk about what the playoff committee told us last night, and they told us a lot. Did you hear it? I don't mean physically. Did you hear what the messaging was with the rankings last night in college football? Mm. We're going to break it down for you coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.